We're talking about faith and what Jesus said about faith. We know that he said, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing shall be impossible to you if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 29, Jesus said to the blind after he had touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. In the book of Hebrews, the writer said, he that cometh unto God must believe that he is. It's not enough just to believe that God exists, the writer goes on to say, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you believe that God rewards those who seek him, who diligently seek him, then you're in good company. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 22, when the woman that was sick with an issue of blood for 12 years, she reached out and touched just the hem of his garments. And when Jesus noticed this, he turned around, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And then in Matthew chapter 15 in verse 28, when the Phoenician woman approached our Lord for healing of her daughter who had an unclean spirit, Lord, have mercy on me. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Jesus said, I have come only to the house of Israel. And she continued on. And he finally said, it is not fit that I should give the children's bread to the dogs. The woman replied, but yes, the dogs eat even the crumbs from the master's table. When Jesus heard that, he said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So faith, what is the nature of faith? There are many answers to the question, what is faith? Faith is believing in God. And believing, we trust. Faith in God is believing all that he has declared. Faith is accepting his word as true and trusting him to fulfill all of his promises. The Bible clearly teaches to believe God is to have assurance of the truth of God's testimony, even though it is unsupported by any other evidence, even though everything seems against its fulfilling. Are there various degrees of faith? The teachings of Jesus recognizes various degrees of faith, with some around him manifesting more faith than others. According to your faith, be it unto you. The greater the faith, the greater experience of his power. Lord, increase our faith, the apostle said. With this increase, there came the increase of trust in him and a daily increase of desire to serve him. Here are some of the phrases in his teachings about faith. In Matthew chapter 8, he mentions great faith. In Luke 7 and 9, he mentions little faith. It may be small as a grain of mustard seed, but the virtue of faith consists not in itself, but in the fact that it gives God his opportunity. And then full of faith. Then we find in the New Testament that there were some that was full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. Which degree of faith is ours? The Bible teaches the best definition of faith ever given. Now, faith means putting our full confidence in the things we hope for. It means certain of things we cannot see. The object of our faith is so important. Scriptures has much to say about false and wrong objects of trust and confidence. Many trusted in idols of their own creation. But a strong faith in a false object cannot save you, whereas even a weak faith in the right object can accomplish mighty things. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.